Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
If you've been in a relationship with a narcissist, one of the first things you may hear when it comes to resolving the issue is to go no contact with the narcissist, and to do it immediately. While it is believed to be the best course of action, and many swear by it, however, it may not be possible for several understandable reasons, depending on your particular situation. In this episode, we are going to cover what exactly is gray rock, what leads to going gray rock, and some examples, and the risk. But before we do, pick up your audio copy of Overcoming Devastation, How to Heal, Recover, and Take Your Life Back, and or Master Manipulators, Discover Covert Tactics Narcissists Devise to Manipulate, Deceive, and Control, available on Amazon or audio. Links will be in the description. But what exactly is gray rock? Gray rock is a short-term protection mechanism to hopefully deter an antagonist by not providing supply or a reaction, not responding in an emotional way, not providing information that can later be used against the victim. It's to appear just like a gray rock. It's uninteresting. It's not talkative. It's definitely not open for conversation. Unattractive, even. It's doing whatever it takes to be left alone. The intent and motive is just that, to be boring as hell deliberately. Would you continue a conversation with someone who just had a one-word response, who was unemotional? Exactly. Before considering gray rock, there's been a process to detect the type of individual we may be dealing with. There has been prior research done, even visits to a therapist or counselor. There may have even been conversations with intent to try to restore the relationship, to try to make it work for decades even. Gray rock is the beginning of the end of the relationship. Really, it was over a long time before. The process of going gray rock is not an easy or a light decision. There may have been events which led up to finally trying out this method to regain some personal sanity lost while interacting with a crooked and deceptive individual. To understand more of the behind-the-scenes events which led up to gray rock and subsequently going full-fledged no contact, check out Why It's Exhausting to Be with a Narcissist. Some examples of gray rock include not engaging in conversation. This can be completed by responding with a short phrase or a one-word response to show disinterest in continuing the conversation. It could be a boring response. The purpose is to deliberately appear uninteresting so the conversation will be shut down. The antagonist will lose interest and will hopefully leave the target alone. Third, unemotional response. No highs or lows in conversation. No opening up about things that matter. The conversation is lifeless with intent. Fact-based response. Just the facts, please. Keep the conversation simple, detached, and bland. Now let's talk a little bit about the risk of gray rock. Gray rock absolutely does carry risk. There are certain situations that can escalate quickly without notice. The gray rock is meant to be a temporary protective position in certain circumstances, but it is often not recommended by professionals due to this risk factor. Short term can mean circumstantially, certain events that you feel you need or want to attend, like a wedding or a funeral, for example. Going gray rock, you can still attend the event. Or short term, as in before going full-fledged no contact, just to clarify what short term means. But gray rock is risky, because if the antagonist is not receiving the supply or the attention that they need in the moment with expectancy, this is when the situation may escalate without notice. And this is why it's important to understand the risk associated with gray rock. If you were to cut off or drastically reduce their supply in some fashion or worse without warning, they may have a reaction to this Grey Rock method to include narcissistic rage. If the Grey Rock technique is to be used in a situation, even if temporary, it's important to beware that things may not go as planned. It's also important to note that even if a situation has not resulted in a physical situation prior, it doesn't mean it will not escalate in this way. And those with narcissistic personality disorder can become unpredictable if there is a change in the amount of supply they are receiving, and especially if it's from a close or romantic relationship or partnership. Grey Rock also serves not only as a physical and emotional protection from an antagonist drawing supply and attention, but it's also a way to start the process of mentally separating from the other party. By going Grey Rock, you are no longer allowing access to your mind, your emotions, your thoughts, all things which are very precious. You're closing the door and you're starting to chart your own independent path. Grey Rock is a term that means to be boring, to be bland. It's a way of not drawing attention, not only to yourself, but it's a method to cause the narcissist to not want to spend time with you, since the reaction they're looking for is no longer there. It's a method that is not without risk, and the risk needs to be evaluated. If you wish to connect with a therapist or counselor, check out online therapy below as well. Give us a like, subscribe for more, and check out this one here next. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.